With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. Dolores residents, troubled by two recent burglaries at the same residence, told the town board Monday night they had concerns about the response by the Montezuma County Sheriff's Office, which provides law enforcement to the town through a contract. Neil Canton told the board his home had been broken into in the early morning hours on October 13th and again on October 17th, although the doors were locked and they were home. The second time, he and his wife woke to find that a window had been pried open and the brazen burglar had apparently backed a vehicle up to the window to haul off a number of items. Other recent crimes in the same neighborhood included a car being stolen and a camera being taken from a vehicle. While praising one deputy for her efforts, Canton and others said some sheriff's employees were indifferent and even rude during the investigation. Sheriff Steve Nowlin apologized and said such problems would be dealt with swiftly. He said the investigation is ongoing and suspects have been developed, although there is no guarantee of an arrest. Town trustee Santiago Lopez lauded the exemplary job Nowlin has done since his election last November, saying he is the first sheriff to regularly come to town board meetings. The group also discussed preventive measures. Trustee Ginger McClellan Swope reminded citizens, "This is not Mayberry." And in other news, the Montezuma County Commissioners have chosen seven citizens to serve on a committee to possibly create a master leasing plan governing energy development in certain public lands in western La Plata County and much of Montezuma County. On Monday, following an executive session, they voted to name the members of the group, who are to advise the Bureau of Land Management. But there's a catch. The commissioners said they still may not participate in the master leasing plan process, which they view as unnecessary. They said their involvement is contingent on a reply from the BLM to their recent letters, one of which set forth eight conditions they say must be met by the agency. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.